from KQED.
Now, here's a question Craig's story raises. Where's the money going to come from to fix the spillway? Also, why weren't these problems caught before? State Senator Jim Nielsen, who represents Oroville, says the legislature will be looking at those questions, and he joins me now on the phone from Sacramento. Welcome, Senator Nielsen.
Glad to be on with your folks.
You spent time this week with constituents in your district forced to evacuate. Was there any moment or exchange that stood out to you?
Well, it's kind of the magnificence of human nature. Lots of people walking around and musing around. Now, their attitude was inconvenienced, yes, but not many were complaining. They were, in fact, more relieved that they were safe and secure from what they know is an imminent threat.
Well, given
that is one of the biggest issues right now.
Well, given that residents affected by this dam failure are your constituents, and given that, according to our colleague at KQED, Paul Rogers, the state was warned that this very scenario could happen almost 10 years ago, do you have any concerns that the proper oversight of this dam and its spillway was not conducted?
I absolutely have concerns, and will be fully engaged in examining those concerns. I'm preparing an inventory of some right as we speak. Not waiting for a legislative committee, but there surely will be oversight hearings.
Senator, unfortunately, we live in a very politicized time. And we're seeing at the federal level, and I want to make this clear, you are a state senator, but we're seeing at the federal level a real aversion to any oversight. And we are seeing allegations that any use of oversight is really just a political tool used to damage one party or another. Are you concerned that the politics of oversight will get in the way of actually conducting oversight in Sacramento?
Excellent question. And I will say, frankly, in times past, I would absolutely be of that mind. And in fact, acknowledge that I believe that oversight has been omitted and ignored for the very purpose of you don't want to know what you don't want to know. But that said, over the last couple of years, and I speak for the Senate has made oversight a priority. The Budget Committee's held many oversight hearings thus far. And they have been, unlike many in the past, righteous and thorough and focused oversight hearings. So the attitude of the Senate right now is constructive and positive in a bipartisan way. But it will require a stronger resolve than has been around here in the past. I'm just telling you, I see some evidence of hope right now.
Senator Nielsen, speaking of hope in politics, something we don't hear often. Senator Nielsen joined us from Sacramento. Thank you so much.
You betcha.